ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Bill Clinton under observation at MedStar Georgetown Hospital in Washington, D.C. He was admitted for testing after developing a fever yesterday evening. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is in Washington with more.
Clinton is 78 years old and has faced a series of health scares since he left office, including a successful quadruple bypass operation in 2004 and another heart procedure in 2010. His spokesperson tells us he's hopeful that the former president will be home by Christmas.
The decision on whether to let Japan's Nippon Steel buy U.S. steel is being left up to President Biden. Now that a powerful government committee has failed to reach an agreement on whether the deal would pose a security risk for the United States. A strong storm pounding the West Coast, causing part of the Santa Cruz, California wharf to collapse. Two people had to be rescued. Elsewhere in California, a man was killed when a high wave slammed into a pile of debris, trapping him. That happened at Sunset State Beach in Monterey Bay. This is ABC News. South Korea's opposition party says it plans to impeach acting leader Han Duck-soo. The promise coming after turmoil triggered by the short-lived declaration of martial law by then-President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was promptly impeached. Police west of Houston, Texas, are looking for a man who started shooting inside Katy Mills Mall on Monday night. The gunfire sending shoppers running, but nobody was hurt. Authorities searching for the suspect and a man who he was with. In Washington State, a near ghost town with area mines and sawmills shuttered is now flourishing. Leavenworth attracting tourists after reinventing itself as an alpine village, a Bavarian style now required for new or remodeled buildings. And there's a new rule for holiday lights, too.
The chamber came up with the idea of Christmas Town and having the lights on all the time, starting in Thanksgiving and then running all the way through the beginning of the year and now all the way to the end of February.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Go around and like pull the mites off or bite the ankles off these mites to get them out of the hive. And so now you have mite resistant bee strains, but that's going to take forever, yeah. You know, and in the meantime, you can't have bee farmers collapsing. So then that's where the treatments come in. So however you're going to take care of the mites, that's what I'm not here to talk about, because that's a whole nother issue, is that broodminder will say, hey, beekeeper, your mite levels are getting high. You better do something about it.
That's awesome. So how do people learn? I think you're going to find people interested in everybody, you know, New Year's resolution, I want to learn this, I want to learn that. But if somebody wants to kind of lean into bees a little bit more, where are you teaching?
Yeah, actually, so I'm part of the Brown County Beekeepers Association, and we hold a class every January. So this year it's January 18th, and the class is at the NWTC Great Lakes Energy Center.
Yeah,
so nice. There's three parts to it. So when you go to our website, browncountybeekeepers.com, and it's on your sheet.
Okay.
And or you can just go to our Facebook page, Brown County Beekeepers, and then you can sign up right there for the class. And we have three segments. When you sign up, you'll get a video sent to you to learn about the biology of the bees, because we want you to have a basic knowledge. Because right now is when you need to, if you're going to get into beekeeping this next coming year, this is when you have to start. So then we have in class, which is about 4 or 5 hour day at NWTC. And then we teach like all different, there's a bunch of us, like I'll teach how to overwinter, you know, bees.
Is that an expensive sport to get into, or not sport? Oh, expensive.
Yeah. It's that's if you're just a hobbyist, you know, if I was just a hobbyist, I probably wouldn't treat my bees, because you can, you know, if your bees die, you can go catch a swarm and get new bees, but you're not going to make any honey.
But, but if people want, I mean, chickens are a big thing, right? A lot of people in the city and in the rural area, but a lot of people have gotten into chickens, right?
Yep.
Next year they want to get into bees.
Yep.
And their goal is to get honey, right?
Right.
So is this class needed for that?
Oh, absolutely. Because you can't get honey unless you have a strong, healthy hive. Because what dictates how much honey you get is how many foragers you have. And how many foragers you have dictates by the strength of your queen. So pretty much your entire hive relies on the quality of your queen. Although the worker bees dictate how that quality is. If they don't think she's quality, they'll kill her and make another queen.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's
there's a lot of history to that.
Yeah. And that's another thing. I can see that event happening in my colonies, because I can see the temperature spikes. And I mark my queens. I go in there and I'll paint them green based upon the year, or red. So then when I go in and I say, hey, I think something's going on, they requeened her. And I'll go in, I'll say, yep, there's a queen without any markings on it.
What makes the soldiers turn on the queen?
So the hive is held together. The queen puts out a pheromone, and the strength of that pheromone is related to the health of that queen.
I see.
So when that pheromone starts to dissipate, then they're like, hey, we need to, you know.
Smell a change in the air.
Yep, yep. And then they'll start developing, making their own queens. But right now they can't do that because, you know, they're locked in a hive.
Right.
So when you get to, say, October, whatever you did for them, that's it. You know, there's no, and that's our climate. That's the hard part in Wisconsin and the UP and any cold climate is once October hits, it's done. So if your bees are sick, they're going to die.
All right. So this Broodminder TV, we're not going to be TV. We're not going to watch that. We're going to come to your class.
Yeah. You're not going to watch that.
Okay.
you should probably put a camera on your beehives and let people watch your beehives.
Right. I just think you've got a lot to share it. I think this is, I think you're in a very cool time to be in there, because I think people are going to take an interest in this hobby.
In our class, we teach the basics. We teach, you know, just a lot of the old school stuff, because you have to know the basics. If you don't know the basics, then what I'm doing doesn't matter.
Plug your class one more time, Wayne.
Okay.
And your business.
Go to browncountybeekeepers.com. You can sign up for our class. And then myself, I have a self-serve honey cart. It's called A-Frame Acres. You can just go to my Facebook page. page, A-Frame Acres. And I teach, I put education videos on. So you can see me inspecting my bees and stuff like that.
Well, great. Well, thanks for what you're doing. This is really super interesting. We'll get you back next year. All right. In the meantime, have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
All right.
Nice seeing you, Big Wayne. Thanks for the gifts. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW, Earl Ingram.
Join me next time for a very special Christmas Eve show. We'll be joined by my regular co-host, Sandy Williams, to talk about our Christmas plans and get the politics out of your system headed into the holidays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A former president hospitalized this Christmas Eve. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is in Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton is under routine observation at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital here in Washington. He was admitted Monday afternoon for testing after developing a fever. His spokesperson tells us he's awake, fine and alert, and in good spirits. Clinton, who is 78 years old, has been on a media tour in recent weeks promoting his latest book.
Doctors hopeful that Clinton will be out and with his family for Christmas Day tomorrow. We're still trying to figure out what's happening, but American Airlines has requested a ground stop for all of its flights today. It's said to be a technical issue that they are working on, and they say things should be back to normal soon. No consensus by the Committee on Foreign Investment on whether the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel would pose a U.S. security threat, so the decision on the $15 billion deal is being left up to President Biden. This is ABC News. Public health officials are investigating the